Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Chinese internet gaming giant Tencent and the world's largest maker of electric vehicle batteries, CATL, are planning legal action to challenge a US blacklisting. Tencent is China's most valuable company, and one in which South Africa's Naspers and Prosus hold a very large stake, around 29%. CATL is the biggest supplier of batteries to Tesla. On Monday, both were placed on a Pentagon list of Chinese military companies. The list is designed to discourage American investors from supporting such companies. Both say they have nothing at all to do with the Chinese military. Tencent founder and chair Pony Ma says his company will engage with discussions with the U.S. Department of Defense to be removed from the list, adding that if necessary, Tencent would undertake legal proceedings. And a similar statement came from CATL. Analysts quoted by London's Financial Times say there is a strong precedent for Chinese consumer tech companies to be removed from the list if they can prove wrongful designation. Consumer electronics group Xiaomi was taken off the list in 2021 when a federal court determined there was insufficient evidence for the designation. No comment at this stage, at least that I have seen, from either Naspers or Prosus, but their shares were sharply down at the close on the JSE last evening. Naspers was off 10.1% at the bell, Prosus off 8.4%, to give the combined group a loss, according to News 24 Business, of around 225 billion rand for the day. Similar falls for Tencent in Hong Kong and in New York the day before. The fall in value for both Naspers and Prosus was felt on the broader JSE. The all-share index closed down 0.7%. The top 40, of which the two companies are a key component, was down 1%. Elsewhere in London, the FTSE was just beneath flat, while in New York, the Dow was down 0.4%, the S&P 500 down 1.1%, and the Nasdaq down nearly 2%. Two factors at play there. Some robust economic data saw yields on U.S. bonds rise, putting pressure on stocks generally, while a product presentation from AI chipmaker NVIDIA fell short of investor expectations. Tokyo this morning down 0.4%, Hong Kong down 1.3%, Sydney up 0.6%. The US dollar has firmed to 103 against the euro, and that's keeping pressure on the rand. 18.73 to the dollar this morning, 19.38 to the euro, 23.37 to sterling. Gold this morning at 2,646, platinum 950, Bitcoin just over 96,400, Brent crude oil just under $77.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.